Welcome to Style Scoops, the space where we dive deep into stories of grit, growth, and going beyond the expected. And today, we're taking that quite literally. Joining us is Ryan Stramroot, South African extreme swimmer, mental endurance expert, and motivational powerhouse. From the icy waters of Antarctica to the brutal currents of the English Channel, Ryan has pushed the boundaries of human performance in some of the hardest environments on Earth. You've conquered some of the most extreme swimming challenges on the planet. What drives you to push behind the limits of human endurance?
It is the growth that comes with pushing the limits, to be frank. So, I never woke up one day and decided I wanted to do a whole bunch of uncomfortable stuff. But once I started pushing my own boundaries at a very low level in the early days, I realized just how much I learn when I push myself out of comfort. And that has taken me to some of the planet's most inhospitable places, pushing further and further endurances. So it's all about growth for me.
Cold water swimming is as much a mental challenge as it is a physical one. How do you train your mind to overcome fear and discomfort?
So fear and discomfort are always going to be there. It's just where you channel it that's important. And it's very, fear is very, very real. So it's very easy to say, oh, just channel your fear positively, but very hard to do. But like anything that's hard to do, it takes practice. So I have fears. I have real fears. But I just address them slightly different. I don't allow myself to run away from those fears. I face them head on and I figure out how to overcome them. And that, again, is easy to say and not easy to do. Discomfort, we all like operating in comfort zones. It's absolutely normal. And in many areas of my life, I do as well. However, you don't grow when you're in comfort. So as soon as you understand that and you accept that, it becomes a lot easier for you to rationalize the discomfort that comes with pushing boundaries.
You often speak about self-imposed limitations. What advice do you have for people who feel stuck in their personal and professional lives?
So self-imposed limitations might be too literal. We're all human. We all have the most incredibly powerful tool, our minds, that is driving us and steering us and making decisions for us, often subconsciously. So my advice and what I preach around the world and try and create a level of awareness of how the human mind works when the going gets tough. In other words, when you are in an uncomfortable situation, when there's an element of fear, when failure is a potential outcome, we all have limitations. We all want to run in the opposite direction. But once you understand what your mind is doing, it's trying to keep you safe, obviously, but it's trying to keep you safe from the pain and the humiliation and the consequence and everything that comes from failure. When you understand that and you understand that it is way more too overzealous, it acts very, very early. Then you can start to challenge it. And once you start doing that, your personal and professional life look very, very different because your problems and challenges start looking different. You look at them through different eyes, not through let me turn around and go back to comfort eyes, rather let me figure it out kind of eyes.
Your swims take you to some of the most remote and hostile environments. Which experiences had the biggest impact on your perspective of life?
Oh, it's been such an unbelievable journey for me, and I do such different swims from extreme cold swims in Antarctica in -1 degree Celsius water in my Speedo all the way to something like a False Bay or an English Channel swim, which is not 30 minutes, it's 13 hours. So and in not as cold water, but still cold water. And they have very, very different impacts on me and my mental growth. If I had to single one out, it's very difficult. The English Channel was in my early days, long before I should have been there, in my opinion. And I discovered some amazing stuff about the mind and how it's trying to get me out of that environment. And then later in life, when I did the Antarctica swim, that was all about real training and real preparation and real mental grit. So I learned so much in that swim as well.
What's the next big challenge on your horizon? And how do you prepare yourself physically and mentally for such extreme feats?
I'm currently speaking and doing keynotes and performance speaking around the world. So for me to start training and do the kind of discipline training that I need to do the next goal that's in my head has been offset a little bit. So there's nothing imminent, but I am looking to do approximately a 66 to 70 kilometer swim in chilly water, not freezing water, but it's an extreme distance for swimming in a speedo, and it's a goal that I would love to take on. So I'm getting my mind in the right place. I think about it a lot, and obviously then it's just the hardcore research and in the swimming world, you've got to figure out currents and tidal zones and the predators below you. So I think about it a lot. There are two sides of it. One is the physical fitness. You've got to get yourself properly physically fit. That takes time and heavy discipline. You have to condition your body so that it knows the kind of impact it's going to feel. But mentally is what takes the most time. You've got to be strong and brave and understand you're going to be in discomfort for an extremely long time. And that for me takes, I think about it a lot and I prepare for it. And every time I get in the cold water, I'm thinking about, can I do this for 25 to 30 hours? And eventually, you start toughening your own mind.
That's it for this unforgettable deep dive with Ryan Stramrud. His message, the biggest obstacles we face aren't out there, they're within. Whether it's freezing water or fear of failure, Ryan shows us that with the right mindset, even the impossible becomes possible.